Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Drex on the next generation of KGO 810.
You're listening to the Trex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. As the sun goes down, we are now broadcasting live to the entire Western United States. Thank you very much for joining me on KGO 810. And I welcome my next guest, Carrie, who is a clairvoyant. And if you're a fan of the show, you've probably heard her work before. She's fantastic. Carrie, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, as usual. This is going to be fun.
This is going to be great. Now, her site is goingbeyondhere.com. And now, just explain to everybody, you're clairvoyant, right? And you've known this since
you were a
child.
Yeah, I'm a medium. So I connect to people on the other side who've crossed over. So and again, sometimes I can't always tell if they're here or there because they're so the energy is so strong that sometimes I'll ask, "Oh, is your mom on this side?" Because I'm feeling the mom or whatever. So it's just sort of, we always talk about this every time we close, but people all have the ability. It's just our minds thinking too much, and so we're not hearing our own, you know, loved ones or our own, you know, clairvoyance. So
okay, and so we set this up, and we want them to say their name first or their loved one.
Yeah, their name three times first, and then the name of their loved one once, and then a question for the loved one. The loved one may or may not answer the question directly. It's just my connecting point to the loved one, and that's how I connect to them.
Right. So it sounds a little awkward, but trust me, we've done this so many times that you know, if you listen closely, you can kind of get a vibe yourself just from the person. So we will start with Karen in Woodland. Karen, good evening. Thank you for joining me. So go ahead, repeat your name and then the name of your loved one. Say your name three times and then the name of your loved one and then your question. Okay, go ahead, Karen.
My name is Karen Sime. Kristen Aiken.
You can just use first names for radio purposes, by the way.
Okay. Oh, good. Thank you. Kristen. And I'm just wondering if she's okay with everything that happened after she passed away.
She said yes, A-okay, before you finished your question, and then she said 80%. I don't know what the percentage is about, but she's saying 80%. She's okay with everything.
80%.
Yeah, like something about 80%, or did something happen at 80%, or something about 80%. Almost like a slice of a pie she's showing me, so I don't know if it's something about you know, cutting things up or whatever, so something about 80%. But she said she's A-okay about everything that had happened. And she said it took 6 months to clarify or to clear out, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That makes sense. Yeah, it does. It makes sense.
All right.
It took a while.
All right, Karen. Thank you very
much.
I appreciate it. All right, next. And here we go. So as she drops off. No, wait, I don't want to block the lines. Let me get my mouse working, people. 808-0810, 415 area code if you're anywhere in the Western United States. 415-808-0810. Next, we go to Ryoga in Sunnyvale. Good evening. You're on KGO with Carrie.
Thanks for taking my call. My name is Ryoga, and my loved one's name is Rashika. And my specific question is, how does she feel about her cat right now?
Okay, now I just see the cat. I don't know if it's exactly what the cat looks like or if it's just a stereotypical, you know, vision of the cat. But she's showing me a cat, and it looks like a tabby to me. So that you know, they either come in, like, you know, reddish or, you know, that color or the darker grayish color. But anyways, it comes through. The cat's fine, and she shows the cat playing with a ball of yarn. Like a ball or a ball of yarn playing. Does that make any sense to you?
Not really. That cat's not much of a yarn player.
She's showing me playing with is it possible she played with the cat when she was here and in that way, and she would be playing with the cat now? Because she shows me the cat. It's like, it's almost like a visual of the cat as a kitten, you know, and playing with a ball of yarn, and it's like a tabby cat. Like, it's just happy playing with this ball of yarn. So maybe it might be going backwards as a memory, perhaps, but she's showing me playing with a ball
tabby.
Of yarn.
He's, unfortunately, he's not a tabby. He's quite unique. He's far, okay. far from being a tabby.
No. So I don't, like I said, I never know. Every individual is different. They come through. Sometimes they come through exactly the way the animal looks like. Sometimes it's just to get me to say the word cat. But anyways, it's she's talking about like being in a very light levity, like having a lot of levity around it. So if it's a very serious cat and kind of always still, maybe she wants it to be more, you know what I mean, have more levity, because this is an active image of a cat being stimulated and having a light energy around it. Does that make sense? Like, you know, when the cat's playing with a ball of yarn, they're obviously more light and has more levity. So that's maybe the message she wants to come through, if that makes any sense.
All right, we'll run with that. Let me ask you, I wanted to ask you, Carrie, do you believe that animals, especially cats or dogs, specifically dogs for me, a man's best friend, and woman's sometimes, but do you believe that animals are people reborn? Do you believe in any of that stuff?
I haven't seen that, but it's not to say that it doesn't happen. I see them like on the other side or coming back to play with another animal that they had left. So I haven't seen another incarnation where it's actually a man and a man's best friend. You know, I haven't seen that.
Okay. I was
in
just
my
curious.
Years,
right. Okay.
Of all the animals that I have, you know, had readings.
Because
through and
so
with
we have such great connections with our animals sometimes, and we do treat them like people. We all do.
Well, you know what's interesting is sometimes when that happens, I do see the animal has come through a couple lifetimes with the same person. Like, you know, that there's a familiarity beyond, you know. This
yeah.
just one time,
that's
one
I
life. So I have seen that.
Yeah, we've got a lot of animal lovers here. Okay, let's move on. And 808-0810 is the number. And next we'll move to Kathy in Sonoma. Good evening. You're on KGO with Carrie.
Oh, good evening. Kathy. Loved one's name is Jana. My question is, was there anything in particular that she would like me to know, or that she would like to kind of give me from her herself as she was or as she is now?
She, as I was tuned into your energy, you come through with a lot of green around you. So it's either you're still healing, you're healing, you're having a reset button, a refresh button. So she comes around you. She said it's the last 6 months have been she underlines the last 6 months, okay? She underscores it. She's, like, emphasizing the last 6 months. And she comes around you around midnight in particular, where she, you know, you feel more her wisdom or whatever. Let's put it that way. So are you alone at midnight? Is that a quieter time for you? You know,
yes.
I feel like you feel it. And
yes.
Don't be afraid. Those thoughts are not, you know, it's not just you. I mean, it's definitely you're hearing, you're feeling okay. her messages. Does that make any sense? And she's saying,
yes, it does.
Book time. She shows me opening a book. So I don't know if you're literally mm-hmm. reading at that moment as well, but she's showing me more book mm-hmm. reading and book imparting wisdom through books as well.
Any particular book?
She's saying it's like, I feel what she's trying to say, but it's like opening up your mind type of books. That's exactly how I'm feeling it. Whatever it is, you must already have a proclivity towards, you know, reading or learning, because she's showing me books. They're like books, real books.
All right. Good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see here. I think we'll take a break and we'll be back. So on your website, goingbeyondhere.com, can people contact you? Because they always call me later and say, well, I couldn't get through.
Yeah, that's why we give out the website. And,
okay.
you know, sometimes they'll see the privates on there and about how long they are and things like that. So,
okay. All right. You can check it out. Goingbeyondhere.com. We'll connect it at kgoradio.com. It looks like all of our lines are full, but as people fall off or Yeah, as we answer their questions, 808-0810 is the number. 415 is the area code to San Francisco, 415-808-0810. We'll continue with Carrie on the Drex Radio Show, but first, with a look at traffic, is Lee Grant.
Radio Show. Drex Radio Show. On the next generation of KGO 810.
Welcome to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. My guest is clairvoyant Carrie. She's a medium, and we're talking to listeners who are trying to get an answer from someone who has passed to the other side. Our lines are full, but if you are on hold, stay there, because we're going to get to you in order that we took your call. Next is Julie in Antioch. Julie, good evening, and thank you for joining us.
Hi.
Hey, Julie.
Hi. My name is Jillian. And my loved one's name is Dory. But I also want, well, Dory and Murray. And I just wanted to know if they see each other or
and Dory how, and Murray, correct?
Dory and how Dory is, how she's feeling, how her mind is.
Okay, Dory comes through stronger, and this is interesting. This is another slice of a pie. Now, this is a literal slice of pie. This is funny. Did she ever make pie, homemade pie or pie, or do you connect pie to her, or did you just have a slice of pie, or do you like pie? It's not cake. It's pie.
No, I'm more of a cake person, actually.
No, this is pie, and she comes through showing the pie. Think about that. It might be connected to her. Or she might have made pie. She's saying yes. She's still saying yes. So,
okay.
It's not what you're thinking you want to hear right away, but that's what she's throwing out for some reason that
okay.
I want you to know. The number 2 months, the last 2 months, and then going forward 2 months. So she goes rocky road and then more even keeled going forward. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. If she...
And Murray comes through with the number 5. So I don't know how long it's been since Murray has been, on the other side. But the number 5 is around Murray. Does that make sense?
No, but maybe a little later.
Yeah, please write that down because I don't know.
I am. Maybe I'm writing
see,
it all
like,
down.
The number 5 right away. It's just an odd, thing. It's just the first initial feeling. And also around the flag. So for me, that when I see a flag, I feel like that it's coming up, and that's July 4th. So look, if you're not having a gathering, I feel like they're gathering around you. Does that make sense? Because I feel like it's coming together is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? July 4th?
Yeah, it does, actually.
Okay, because some people get together on July 4th, some people don't. But they're saying there's a coming together. They'll be around together all around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Now you could cheat, and bring a pie, mm-hmm. or see if someone shows up with a pie.
Yeah, I could, listen. When I see that, it's like either they made a pie and they're famous for a pie, and they want you to make a pie mm-hmm. like them in honor of them, or bring a pie for them or their honor, or you just literally had a piece of pie or been thinking about, or someone around loves pie. It's something specific to the food item.
All right. I hope.
Okay.
I think. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jillian.
So I think I would experiment and see if anybody shows up with a pie, because that would be so freaky.
And you're funny and true, because remember that one time where the woman had just gone to McDonald's? Remember?
Yes,
and
yes.
That was such an unusual. I had never seen a McDonald's in a reading before.
I know, right? It was crazy.
Well, and then you were like, what did you order?
Oh my God!
So funny.
Well, so you have to realize that sometimes these things don't happen immediately, so that will be a sign.
But it really happened. That was a loved one just saying, I'm around you all the time, and I saw that you just went to McDonald's. I don't think I've ever seen a McDonald's.
Yes. Well.
Yeah.
Well, we love our Big Macs. At least I do. Okay, let's go to Michelle in Vallejo. Thank you for holding. You're on KGO with Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey.
Michelle, mm-hmm. Cheech. Cheech was my father's nickname. His name is Frank.
What's your question for Frank, for Cheech?
Oh, my question is, does he know how sorry I am that I wasn't more present during his passing?
You know what's funny? He comes through saying that none of it matters now, and that, like, you humanly just have to let it go. But that on a higher level, on a spiritual level, you know that, but none of that matters. Whatever you were just asking, he keeps saying none of that matters. Does that make sense? And that six months to release yourself more from whatever you're going through about how you, you know, towards the end or whatever. So the next 6 months, you're going to have a little more even energy. Does that make sense? About because he wants you to humanly, like, try to put a clean slate on it and not think, dwell on that is what he's saying.
Yeah, he was pretty matter of fact. That sounds like him.
And then really quickly, he's showing me an image, and I don't know if he was a wildlife, you know, animal lover or something, but he's literally showing me an interesting image of like a cheetah in the wild drinking like water from the side of the, you know, river or whatever that is. It's almost like a science documentary is what I'm looking at. So was there a science, like a document, like, did, you know, is that something that he loved or something, literally, like watching science documentaries or PBS or something like that, where it's like in Africa or something like that, where it's an image of an animal, like a cheetah, a wild cat drinking water by the, you know, by the pond or whatever this is in the wild. Are you a nature lover or is that him?
No, I'm writing it down, but no, I mean, growing up I had cats.
No, this is not, this is a large cat. This is a wild cat. This is like, maybe, I'm thinking maybe this is someone around you who's connected to you or him that likes, you know, some people love to go to Africa or they love documentaries or they're like PBS people. And, you know, I feel like it's something, it's this kind of image and I don't know why it's, I've never seen that ever actually. It's an interesting image of a cat by the side of a river drinking water, like in those wildlife documentaries. So maybe there's something connecting you to wildlife more, or something with nature, literally, because there's something he's opening up the energy to more nature. So be more open to that. That's kind of what he's trying to say. Does that make sense? I feel like you're in more tarmac area or something, or you don't get out to nature more, literally, and there's something, who knows, maybe in 5 years you'll go to Africa, literally, and go on safari. But he's opening up your eyes to something more, is what he's trying to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Okay. Well, off to Africa you go. Let's go to, let me see here. I'll tell you what we're going to do here. I don't, let's let them ring here for a second because I don't want to let anybody hanging. Okay. So I will pick you up as we get everybody in because we've got people already holding for 45 minutes. Next, let's go to Laura in Oakland. Good evening. You're on KGO with Carrie.
Hi. Yes. Thank you so much for taking my call. So Laura. And my love name is my father. So do you want his first name?
Yes, please.
Herb? Herb. Yeah, Herbert.
Okay, yeah. I think you're on a cell. You're not coming through clearly. But I will say, I tune into your energy. I'm getting red around you. So first, I just want to say, like, the energy I'm getting is like some passion or more passion for work or a more of a passion project that he wants to come through to encourage you to do more of. Something on the side that's a passion project. So can you think of something off the top of your head that you already know what he's talking about?
No, but I'll definitely think about it. I'm in a really good open place.
Okay, because does that make sense? Like, he wants you to go towards a passion project more. Does that make sense? Like more something more that you're passionate about in life or something that you have a love to do more. Okay, so he's saying yes on that.
My question. Do I get to ask?
Yeah, go ahead and ask the question. Ask the question.
Okay. I'm going back in the car so that you can hear me. The question I have is, he left a trust that he talked about in detail, but he never told me who has it, and no one's coming forward, and so I'd love to know where the trust is.
He's saying he's not saying who has it or where, but he's saying there's three question marks, not one, but three question marks over your head. Like, you're kind of wondering if you heard correctly, but it's like you're kind of trying to figure out if, in fact, he told you once. But anyways, he's not saying – he's saying three, so the three question mark. So you know what? I have to say go forward 3 months and –
I'm sorry, go for it.
In 3 more months, he's saying there's more discovery and, like, to look around. I feel like you've tried to ask or maybe a lawyer or something, but yeah, it's, like, more discovery going forward.
I've been kind of shut down. Yeah.
Okay,
I hope that helps.
Be more open. More discovery in 3 months with, the, you know, all that stuff that you're going through.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. Okay, Francis, you're going to be next. We're going to take our break now so that we can come back and get to everybody else that's on hold. So stand by. We're talking to Carrie. She is a medium. She's clairvoyant. And her website is goingbeyondhere.com. If you'd like to take a look at her site, or do you do personal readings, right?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. All right, very good. Let's take our break. We'll continue. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. And with a look at traffic is Lee Brown.
Now, back to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show.
And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know I am.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And as the sun goes down all over the northwestern United States. And Carrie is my guest. She is a medium. Her website is goingbeyondhere.com. If you can't get through tonight, and we're going to try to get to everybody that's on hold, so let's get to it. Francis in Martinez. Good evening. You're on KGO.
This is Francis. Francis. My loved one's name is Anne. What was Anne's reason for her extreme dislike and hate towards me? As her sister.
She interrupted this entire question. In the middle of it, she said the number 8. So the word 8 months comes to play in my mind, and about something about 8 months. So I don't know how long she's been gone, but it's like she wants to talk about you and you going back the last 8 months. So were the last 8 months kind of rocky? Because I feel like she wants to talk about the last 8 months either. I feel like they were rocky, and she wants to help you clarify it, like going forward and have a smoother ride. Mm. Does that make sense? Like life has been rocky the last 8 months. It's sort of an important thing to talk about 8 months going backwards.
It's actually been 2 years this week, and then she died actually 3 years ago, on the 20th of June.
She doesn't know, they don't always answer the question exactly. It's my connecting point for them to come through, so I let them say what they need to say. But she's talking about your life in the last 8 months to examine it and go backwards, but that it'll be more smooth and transitional, like in terms of like a more positive energy going forward, because like you're going to try to make this make it happen. You're going to be more positive on a conscious level. Does that make any sense to you? You're trying to be more consciously positive going forward.
I hope so.
I feel like she even said you've done that from January, actually, the new year. You try to make, it's more almost like energetically you made a new resolution or some kind of like new chapter in your mind to go forward in a positive light, to kind of change up stuff and just be more positive in your own life. And she's saying yes on that.
Say that again. Please.
That you're going to be more positive going forward and that you've made a conscious decision like to be more positive. I almost feel like it's since January, since the new year too, so that you're going to be more positive going forward. She's going to try to help you with that, she said.
Oh, okay. Is there anything having to do with pennies that I keep finding?
She said that it's not just the pennies, but she's been pushing birds towards you or in the sky so that you can see them, or places that you don't normally notice birds, and you've noticed birds as well, flying things. So they're birds, not just we're not in butterfly season as much, but I feel like it's birds or little birds or blackbirds. Have you seen birds as well? If not, be more open to the birds that catch your attention.
Oh, the hummingbird, yes, definitely.
Okay. So the birds that catch your attention is her way of coming through to sort of give you peace and be around you. And it's like I get chills right now. She's almost – that's her way of giving you a hug from where she is now. Does that make sense? Where she is now, it's not the same as when she was here. She's giving, like, you a hug that in that way. That's her way of – she said, you're going to see more signs, not just the pennies, not just the birds. You'll start to see more electricity flickering, you know, light bulbs going off, you know, several of them, you know, within a couple of weeks quickly. And that's all her around you and giving you a big hug from – where she is now, that she can. That's just the way. That's the way she wants to come through, to sort of be like a guardian angel of sorts. Let's put it that way.
That actually happened twice today already, with the hummingbirds. Is there anything with a clock? That
electronic
sign?
Thing. She's saying everything is going to start being more because your energy is opening up to the spiritual. Does that make sense? Because you know where she is. Everything, like I always see, is a clean slate. So whatever happened, it's not about the life, you know, the life they led and the role they played when they were here with us. So for when I see this, I feel like she's coming around you more. You're feeling it more, and she's going to give you guidance and try to help you from the other side now.
All right. I hope that helps. Thank you very much. Okay. Let's move along here to Mary in San Jose. Thank you for holding. You're on KGO with Carrie.
Hello.
Hi, Mary. It's your turn.
Hi,
Mary.
Hi. Mary. And my loved one is my father, Odell. And
say his first name again.
Odell.
Yes. O-D-E-L-L. Okay. And I just want to know if there's anything that he would like to say to me or our family.
Yeah, he comes through and says that the last 5 months, going back 5 months, were a bit of a transitional time or rocky. Okay, so does that mean 5 months? So that would be, I guess, from January or something, right, or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, beginning of the year. Or
yeah. So. Wow, that's like spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said going 3 months forward is going to be better. But he's also saying you yourself, out of your family, you're trying to make it better too.
Yeah,
like he comes through and says you're more the peacemaker, like him or something. You're more a peacemaker. You make things right. Does that make sense?
I think so. Yeah.
And I feel I'm shaking when I said that. He's saying, you know, it's funny we're talking about McDonald's during, you know, right when the show opened, about how that, you know, we had another reading and someone came through with McDonald's. He's showing me the McDonald's as that's like junk food, but he comes through saying he would like everyone to eat healthier. Does that make sense?
Oh, it totally does.
Yeah, because he's showing the junk food. He's showing me McDonald's, and he's going the opposite direction. He wants everyone to eat the opposite way. So
he's
so
running
I know
to
that
kale.
Means.
Yes, look out.
Yeah.
That's his big message to everyone.
Yeah. All right. God bless you. Thank you for calling. All
thank
right.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to next. We have Patty in San Francisco. Patty, thank you for holding. You're on KGO with Carrie. Patty, you there?
Yeah, Patty. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Patty, say your name three times.
Patty. My loved one is my mother, Mary. And I would like to know, why were you calling out for your brother, Andy, so much at the end? And do you have anything you need to tell me and our immediate family?
I got to ask you first. This is Andy's on the other side, right?
Andy's on our side. He's not passed.
He's with us? He's with us. Okay.
Yeah.
She wants to bring up Andy into the reading. So I just want to say, like, do you not talk to him at all anymore or do you try to see him?
No, I talk to him more now than any time of my life.
Yeah, right. Because she's underlining that. Like, I get goosebumps. She likes that idea. Does that make sense? Like, she agrees with that idea. Does that make sense? That's why I have to ask you. I can't always tell if they're on our side or their side. Everyone's so strong on both sides. She's holding your hand a lot, Patty, at nighttime, and this is around 11 p.m. and like towards midnight, but 11. So are you alone at 11? Is it a quiet time of night? Because I feel like she comes around and holds your hand at 11 o'clock. I've never seen that.
Okay.
I see them coming around you, but she's holding your hand, and you get a lot of thoughts and ideas around that time for like career or work or whatever this is you do during the day. She said you get a lot of thoughts at that time as well.
Uh-huh. Okay. Does she need to tell any of my sisters or anyone else, my dad, anything? She just passed recently.
Yeah. She comes here with the number 5. So I don't know if she literally has five sisters or it's 5. Yeah. So just give them that validation because you know what that means, right?
Yeah. All righty. Is that it?
Yeah, and then this is another one that comes through, and it's the same, similar. She shows me a blueberry smoothie, so that to me is either you just had one, you're going to do it, you have been drinking smoothies like on Dr. Oz, but she's likes that idea.
Okay, that's funny because I make them, and I made them for her, and I just bought some frozen blueberries to add those to my smoothies, and
She likes that idea. She must like the blueberry idea because I see blueberry smoothies, so she must like that idea. So, and she's also validating. She comes around you. She obviously was with you, you know, and saw that you bought it. Does that make sense? So that's just her validation point.
Yeah. Wow. Oh boy. Anything else like out of her passing? Does she seem
she hugs you so much at 11 o'clock at night. So be open to her hugs and her, like, I get chills. So be open to her energy and don't be afraid of it. Just like, just have that conversation as if she was still there, she said.
All right, Patty. Thank you very much.
You.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break. Carrie is my guest. And again, her site is goingbeyondhere.com. And we'll continue in just a minute. The two folks that we have on hold here, it's Tommy and Mary Lou. Stay there. We'll get to you coming up next on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
Drex on KGO 810.
Thank you for joining me. You're listening to the Trex Radio Show on KGO 810. And tonight we have Carrie with us, our medium, and our website is goingbeyondhere.com. And we'll link it at kgoradio.com. And let's continue with the calls here. And we will, let me see, up next, I think we have Tommy. Tommy and Hayward, good evening. You're on KGO.
Hello, my name is Tommy, and my loved one is Thomas.
Okay. Question for Thomas?
Thomas.
What's your question for Thomas? It's my connecting point.
I want to know if he's still in our presence and who is he with?
It's funny because he wants to say that he is doing okay. That was before you even asked the question that he was waiting for. He also comes through with, this is interesting. This is another food metaphor. I just got to ask you, Tommy, was it you or was there someone around you who likes onion rings? You know, fried onion rings, you know, like burger, you know, onion rings you get at Burger King or whatever. He's showing me onion rings. Does anyone eat onion rings or anyone around you have had onion rings or was he a lover of onion rings? Literally, onion rings.
I buy onion rings all the time and I put them on all my foods.
Okay, so that's just your father's validation point so that you know that it's him and that he's watching over you. Does that make sense? That's him. Okay. That's another one. I've never seen onion rings in a reading ever in all my years. So your father has a good sense of humor. He also says you take after him with a good sense of humor. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And he says practical joker, or he would like you to have more levity in your energy, be more lighthearted. Does that make sense? So that's why you said the word practical joker. Does that make sense? So.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I love that.
Yeah,
onion rings.
Literally
onion rings. I know people who never touch onion rings forever, who've never had an onion ring.
And Tommy, you put them on everything.
Yeah, I get them and I'll put them on my hamburgers and everything. Anything that I get, I put them on, even on my tacos from Jack in the Box.
Tommy, you just gave me goosebumps. Your father gave me goosebumps. That was his validation point. That's him and that he sees everything that's going around you. And that he loves you and he's coming through tears in my eyes. And the last 5 months have been a little rocky and he's going to help you the next 5 months. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And who's he with right now?
He says there's three to five people that you would know of. There's a bunch of people there that you don't know of, but there's people that you would know of, 3 to 5 people. He said, don't worry, there's a team, and we're watching you. Okay, does that make sense? There's people around you. I'm part of your team. He's like your team Tommy. He's like, he's going to be the captain. He's going to try to help you. Does that make sense, Tommy, going forward?
Yes.
So what did he say, 5 months, and then going forward 3 months he'll help you? So just be open to more positivity and more growth. Does that make sense? Be more open.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Have more onion rings, Tommy. Wow, that's amazing. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that is.
I've never seen an onion ring in a reading.
Well, I don't know. Carrie, you're getting all these strange readings on my show, and it just figures.
It's the foodie thing.
Well, it's the foodie thing. I know, which is amazing, too. But, the birds, the light bulbs.
I love it. Yeah, the McDonald's was, they blew everything away, and then I'm like, onion rings is perfect. It's great. Okay.
All right, let's go to Mary Lou in San Mateo. Thank you for holding, Mary Lou. You're on KGO.
Thank you for taking my call. Excuse me. My name is Mary Lou. Mary Lou. Mary Lou. My loved one is my mom, and her name is Evelyn. And I wanted to ask, does she want to say anything to me about my life now or my sister's life?
She comes through, and I'm wiping my tears still. So she comes through with a lot of passion and love for you, and then the number 800. So I feel like someone used to call an 800 number. Did someone have an 800 number for work? Because she comes through with the number 800. This, to me, is an 800 number, like calling an 800 number or something.
No, that doesn't ring a bell.
Please write the number 800 down. If it's not an 800 number, then it's something about the number 800. I feel like it's almost like, you know how if you have a business, you have an 800 number, or if she called an 800 number a lot, or something about 800. Does that make sense? So,
well, I wrote it down, and is my mom okay, and is she with my dad?
Yeah, and you know what's funny? She has a twin energy, like... Did you in your first question to her, because I was listening to her, did you say she has a sister? Is that what you just said? She has a sister here?
No. I wanted to know if she wanted to say anything about me and my life now or my sister's.
Okay. So who has the twins or the twin energy amongst you and the sisters? Is there two that are more similar than the others?
No, I only have one sister, but I'm the mom now. I take care of my sister.
Okay, because she comes through as a twin energy, like you and the sister. So if it's not your mom and her sister, it's like you and your sister. There's a connecting, like at the waist, a twin energy, like you're holding on to her, that kind of thing. Does that make sense? It's a twin. It's a very strong energy, and there's a lot of life lessons that are coming through this relationship for reasons that you've chosen on a spiritual level. Does that make sense? So.
Yes, that part does.
And then your mother says she's actually, there are days where you falter and you cry, but don't worry, she's carrying you on her back. She's like literally showing me carrying you on her back, which means she's helping you with the burdens of life right now, as much as she can on the other side. Does that make sense? So.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. God bless. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And that's going to wrap everything up for this hour. Carrie, thank you so much. We have a minute here. So I always wanted to highlight what people should be looking for who want to connect with people on the other side.
I think it's a great idea that you always remind people they can do it themselves. And oftentimes it's life gets in the way and our minds get in the way. And it's our still moments when every call where everyone came through today and said, I'm with my loved one at midnight or 11 p.m. That is when we're most silent and we're by ourselves and our energy is quiet. And we're not thinking about the mortgage or the rent. And when you feel like you hear it, that's them. And the pennies, the birds, they're all, that's their way of doing it beyond us hearing them in our thoughts, because oftentimes they're right on our shoulder, and it's like you're in the kitchen making a smoothie, you're having that conversation, because it's not, you're not crazy, you're literally, you can feel them, and to be more open to that, like they always want to know that they're not gone and they want to be remembered, and that whole, you know, do it, give a tribute, bake a pie for them. So the more you do that, the more your energy opens up anyways to be able to connect in that way.
It's a beautiful thing. All right, Carrie, thank you as always. And again,
thank you.
Oh, you bet. We'll do it again soon. Goingbeyondhere.com is her website. And I thank you, Carrie. Have a great weekend and a great Father's Day and all of those great things. And we will talk to you soon.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a break and we'll begin the Late Night Late Show wrap-up coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweiler@columbusautomall.com.